We have some massive news coming out of the international stage. Interpol has officially announced the results of a coordinated global operation targeting financial crime and cryptocurrency-linked money laundering. And honestly, it feels like a major turning point.
It really is. Spanning nearly 100 nations and territories, this initiative was unprecedented in scale. They successfully led to 5,811 arrests, froze over 31,000 bank accounts, and intercepted approximately $293 million in illicit assets.
That number is staggering. What this crackdown truly underscores is a global consensus that the era of using digital assets as a shield for financial crime is finally ending. We're seeing real accountability now.
Exactly. By coordinating law enforcement across 97 countries, Interpol demonstrated that criminals can no longer rely on jurisdictional loopholes to evade detection. It closes those gaps effectively.
Historically, we've seen fraudsters and money launderers exploit cryptocurrency markets due to their speed and relative anonymity compared to traditional banking systems. But that window is closing fast.
For a long time, criminal syndicates utilized mixing services, peer-to-peer trading platforms, and unregulated exchanges to obscure the origins of stolen funds. This operation specifically targeted those networks engaged in large-scale fraud, ransomware payouts, and illicit marketplace transactions.
And the results show just how deep that network went. The seizure of over 31,000 bank accounts illustrates exactly how criminals bridge the gap between crypto and fiat currencies to cash out their illicit gains.
To make this happen, investigators had to map complex transaction patterns and cross-reference blockchain data with traditional financial records to pinpoint individuals funneling millions through digital wallets.
It wasn't just about tech, though. It was about trust between agencies, too. Interpol's secure global network allowed them to exchange evidence, track suspect movements, and synchronize arrest warrants across different time zones seamlessly.
Plus, partnerships with licensed cryptocurrency service providers were critical. They helped bridge regulatory gaps, ensuring platforms adhered to Know Your Customer and anti-money laundering standards while cooperating with law enforcement requests.
For the broader ecosystem, this sends a clear message that compliance is no longer optional. It's a wake-up call for everyone involved in the space.
Agreed. As regulators worldwide tighten their grip on digital asset markets, legitimate exchanges and wallet providers are implementing stricter identity verification processes and transaction monitoring tools to stay ahead of the curve.
I can see why some community members worry about increased privacy restrictions, but industry leaders argue that robust regulatory frameworks are essential for mainstream adoption anyway.
That's a key point. Financial institutions and traditional investors are more likely to enter the space when they know illicit actors are being systematically removed from the equation.
And there's another reality check here. Blockchain transactions are pseudonymous rather than anonymous. Every single transaction leaves a permanent, traceable footprint on public ledgers.
When combined with modern forensic tools and international cooperation, these digital trails become powerful weapons against financial crime. You can't hide what you don't want to hide.
Looking ahead, criminal networks will obviously continue to adapt by exploring new decentralized finance protocols, privacy coins, and cross-chain bridging mechanisms. It's a cat-and-mouse game.
To maintain momentum, international agencies must continue investing in blockchain forensics, update legal frameworks for emerging technologies, and foster deeper collaboration with licensed crypto businesses.
Ultimately, this global sweep represents a pivotal moment in the maturation of the digital asset space. It feels like we're finally growing up together as an industry.
By dismantling sophisticated laundering networks and recovering hundreds of millions in stolen funds. Authorities have proven that cryptocurrency cannot be a lawless frontier.
As the industry evolves, the balance between innovation, privacy, and security will remain critical, but the message is clear. Using digital currencies to fund illegal enterprises is rapidly fading, paving the way for a more transparent and accountable financial future.